It's the post-match show, but I'm sweltering Glenn Buck at Rush Bourne McGann. I've got Gav Doyle and I've got Dan Austin. And Dan, they put us through the ringer, they put us through something else, but they give us a fantastic let-off at the end as well. And win to win, we're top of the league and we're all feeling good.
Yeah, very much so now. That sort of felt like everything all at once. It was extremely entertaining, it was dead exciting, it was really irritating for a long time, it was desperately sad. Because of the context, it was loads of fun by the end. It was quite overwhelming in a lot of ways, really, just like every sort of bit of the spectrum of emotions you kind of feeling at different points, but then maybe at once. And you know, there was the bit at the end where everyone's like singing the songs and everyone having a brilliant time, and then Salah just stood there quite solemnly doing the Jota thing, and it just felt like kind of being pulled up and down all evening. But given all of that, it's and everything that has happened in the summer and all the things that, you know, people have been through, I think it's nice that you get to the end and everyone's had a really fun time watching the football team play, and just a quite nice reminder of how we all get to feel. And they make us feel like that more than I think any other team really gets to feel. So very grateful to them for that.
All the feels and all the points.
Yeah, I think it was... What was Dan's writing, that it felt like all the emotions all at once, but it also felt like everyone was just fine displaying all the emotions all at once. And it also felt really fitting that it was all just a bit mad as well, that like it was just a bit of a repeat of Sunday for a good portion of it, and then it all just felt very Liverpool for a good bit at the end. I think we're going to watch it back and see that there was maybe 15 minutes where we didn't have a grip on it, and that was it really. And then the end was the end, and that was no better two men to wrap up that match there. You know, we were all hoping Salah to get his traditional goal, and you know, obviously he's feeling the way he's feeling, and you know, your heart goes out to him at the end because he's the one who feels the need to kind of sit and take it in, and it's clearly very moving for him. But yeah, all the feels, all the goals. I saw something, sorry, saying that if there's a 6-goal average for the rest of the league, we're all going to be fucking knackered.